Okay, today's daf is Tavur daf Tezayin, and we are on Tezvav Amabez. Exciting Amud today, as we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, when we talk about other inyanim that came up, and when Moshe Rabbeinu died, and we'll see how we get into this through the following Gemara. So Tezvav Amabez, we went into the statement Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Again, we've been talking about, we started Perek Yesh, Karban Tzibur, differences between a Karban Tzibur and a Karban Yachid, building on the line at the end of the first Perek, which spoke about one of the differences between Karban Yachid and Karban Tzibur is the ability to create Tzimura. So based on that, this Perek goes into various differences between Yachid and Tzibur. So the Gemara ended off with a discussion of Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuazer is Sreda and Yossi ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim. So the Gemara had quoted the Mishnah from the end of Maseches Sota that when these two great people died, Balu HaEshkolos, the men that had all the different midos in them, Eshkolos, Ish Shakolbo, so they passed on. They passed on Ish Shakolbo. Rashi says, what Shakolbo? Torah, Yiras Chet, and Gemilas Chasadim. Right, Torah, Yerushchet. Interesting. We know the big three of Torah, Avoda, Torah, Yerushchet, and Gemilas Chasadim. Okay, so Amar Avinu Meshmuel, and then Shmuel says that Kol Hashkolah Shavdu Lam Liyisrael Mivos Moshe at Shemesi Yosi Ben Yoezer Hayil Made Them Torah Kamoshe Rabbeinu Mikan Veelach Loi Made Them Torah Kamoshe Rabbeinu. Up until the point, up until that generation, they used to learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, this generation, and after that, it wasn't. Ask the Gemara of Hamar of Yudam or Shmuel, and this is what we're going to get into more in detail on our daf. Shloshes alafim alachas nishtachu bimei evlo shel Moshe. What do you mean? There was so much that was forgotten in the days after Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could you say it was exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu in the times earlier? And the times later, ishtakech luhu ishtakech to gemir and luhu avi gemiri kamoshe rabbeinu. They forgot a number of halachos, but what they learned was like the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatanya mishameis Moshe, but didn't we also learn in a brisa imrav matam and timu imravu torah tiro? After Moshe Rabbeinu died, they had machlokas, right, and they had to make a minion and figure out exactly who the rov was and who the miyot was. Answer, leave it to imid, mingmar havi gemiri luhu kamoshe rabbeinu. Yes, they, regarding those halachas that were forgotten, there was machlokas, right? Their hearts literally were minimized, but the learning, still what they learned, was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Gamer luhu kamoshe, as was said. So again, exactly what does that mean? They learned like Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember did they learn it a number of times? Is that in terms of the quantity or the quality? Remember the Gemara in Erevin that Moshe Rabbeinu taught four times, and then he left, and then Aaron HaKohen took over. How exactly? But again, that's the Gemara. That was what we ended off with, I think, last time. B'matisa Tana. Kol Hashkolah she'amdu liyisrael mimos Moshe ad shemeis Yosi Yosef ben Yoezer issue Tsreda Lohaya Bahem Shem Dofi. So this is what we're going to base on today. All of those great people, up until the time of Yosef ben Yoezer, there was no Dofi. There was no Rashi says Kasaka died of Dofi Shel Chet. There was no people full of sin. Right? There were great leaders that were amazing. Does this mean totally perfect? Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't perfect. Only four people were perfect without sin. Maybe it means a certain level of righteousness. But after that, there was a dofi, they weren't on the same level. So I asked the Gemara, but 1 minute, didn't we learn in the following brisa that there was this amazing person that had no dofi in him? Yatanya, and this person lived after. There was a pious person, there was a chasid echad, as we're going to see, one of the tanaim is always called chasid echad. That was goneach mi libo. What does that mean? Pashtus? Rashi tsoek mi ke'ev libo. Sounds like, right, he's having a heart attack. Goneach mi libo. And Rashi quotes like the Lashon from Eim Sisra, ginuche ganach, which we're familiar from by Shofar. But he was having some type of heart pain. Vashalu l'rofim, they asked the doctors, v'amru, ein lo takana ach she'inek chala v'roseach shachars. He has to drink, so to speak, milk from a goat directly. In the morning. Drink warm milk in the morning. That's the only way that he's going to get better. So what happens? They brought him a goat. They brought a goat to Ksharolo Bakari Mitaso. They tied it to the edge of his bed. Why? Because that's what we learned. There was an Isidra button of letting goats graze, because they might, obviously steal, like Avram Avinu's were muzzled, but they weren't allowed to have a goat. So that's why they tied it to the edge of the bed, so that he could use it in the morning. The next morning, his friends came to visit him and see how he was doing. Once they saw the goat in his room, they said, "What's going on here?" It was like armed robbers. Meaning, what do you have a goat here? It's usur. It's usur to have a goat. You can't watch the goat from grazing in other people's fields. But in the chasen levakro, he's violating this terrible avera, and we're coming to visit him. What does that mean? That you're not supposed to do bikur cholim to someone who's a sinner? Right, we'll see. Yashvu ubatku. Maybe they were just trying to give him a little wusser. Yashvu ubatku. They sat and they checked into it. V'lo matzubo avon elo shal oso eiz belvad. The only thing he ever did wrong was that bringing the goat to the house and after checking. V'afu b'shas v'isaso amar. And even after, as he was dying, it does not say explicitly that he died from this. But it says, B'shas B'saso, he says, Yodei ani batzvi shem bi avon ela shalosa eiz belvad. I know that's the only thing I ever did wrong. Shalvati al divrei chaveirai, I violated the words of my friend, Shahari amru chachamim, emagalan ve'emadaka b'Eretz Yisrael. Because we learned in the Tosefta in Baba Kama, all the takanas of Eretz Yisrael, you can raise a ve'emadaka and raise a ve'emadaka. V'kaimalan, and we hold, who was that chassid? Kol echad amar ma'aseh b'chassid echad, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, or Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, one of the great Rabbi Yehudas, who were much later than the original Zugos. For Rabbanan Basar Yosef ben Yoezer Ishtreda, Dare Dare Have. They were many generations later. Question mark. So you see, here's a chassid echad that did not have any dofi in him, right? The only thing he ever did wrong was this story with the A's. And how can we say then when Yosef ben Yoezer Ishtreda died, passed on, there was no more leaders that had all the leaders had dofi, and there was dofi shalchet. So before we talk about the story, let's just do the answer. The Gemara answers, Amar of Yosef, dofi shal smicha ktani. We're not talking about stam sin and stam chet. Obviously, there were people that were perfect. But dofi shal smicha ktani, meaning up until Yosef ben Yoezer, in the time of these zukos, there was no machlokas. There was smicha, there was authority given, and there was it was all in his control. Rashi on top. Yosef ben Yoezer lo nechluku b'smicha, v'lo b'shum davar shadayin lo nisma'i talev, v'lo hachi nakat smicha. Right, there was no machlokes amongst rabbis. That's what it means. Dof doesn't mean sin here. It means discussions and arguments. Because as we know, the first machlokas that ever took place was the Mishnah Maseches Chagiga, the machlokas about smicha of a behemoth yachid on yontif, right? That's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel later, Hillel and Shammai later on, but it starts with these great leaders. Let's do the next line and then we'll see the Mishnah. He was involved in the first machlokas. So how can you say that through him there was no dofi? Right, there was dofi starting with him. Answer: Ki iflig ba b'sof shnei to batzer liba. It started at the end of his life. Most of his life was not. There was no dofi shal machlokas, and towards the end of his life, so that's when it started. So again, this is the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga Daf Tezayin. Yosef ben Yoezer Omer shalol lismoch. Right, there one does not do smicha again on yantif. Right, yantif there's an iser of Hishtamshus Bebehema on Shabbos and Yontif. But the question is, if there's Ochol Nefesh and you're allowed to be, should be Shechting, so the question is then, are you allowed to do the Smicha, which is beforehand? So, Yosef ben Yoezer Omer Shalol Lismoch, Yosef ben Yochanan Omer Lismoch, Yeshua ben Prachya Omer Shalol Lismoch, Nitzan Abreli. So it goes through all the Nesiyim and the Avezdin, this Machlokes, Yudib ben Tavai said no, Shemim ben Shetach says yes, Shmayen Avtalion. And then it continues. So this was the original machlokas. The original machlokas that started after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tos was there in Chagiga Daf Tezayin. B'Yerushalmi. Tos was close to Yerushalmi. Barishona lo hayu machlokas ela ala smicha bilvad. This was the first one. About smicha on this behema on Yantif. Again, you would think it's about smicha. We would know that the smicha on the giving over the authority of the Rabbana. But no, it's the smicha on animals. V'amdu shamai v'hilel v'asu dalin. And then in the days of Shammai and Hillel, there were four machlokos. And then, Mishirabu, Talmidei, Shammai veHillel, Shaloshimshu, called Tzarchan, Rabu machlokos b'Yisrael, v'nechluku lebeis kitos. Right? So that's how machlokos started. And then the Gemara said, Tosfos asks, wasn't there a machlokos much earlier? For example, Sanhedrin, you test the machlokos between Shaul and David about milva apruta. If you get married with a milva and a pruta, is daita milva, daita apruta? That's considerably earlier that these Tanaim. Kivin de Sholo Beis Dino, says the Gemara, says Tosas, maybe not. V'shema, Kivin de Sholo Beis Dino, havi savri daito amilveh, v'lo haya adam cholek alav, rak lefi svaras David, Lo miskri machlokes. That wasn't a real machlokes. David was young at that time. There was nobody on the other side. Nobody on the other side. This is what they agreed to. Uva amasha amru Yerushalmi va'amdu shabbat v'hila va'asu dalin lo matzinu perakama de shabbos rak shlosha dvarim. 3, 4. Okay. Either way, this was the history of machlokes about being doing smicha on a carbon yachid on yantif, and this is what the Gemara means about dofi. That's what it started. That generation. Good. Now let's go back to the story, though, a little bit. I don't remember exactly what was said a couple of years ago, what we did yesterday's daf, how far we got. But again, speaking about this story, first of all, get an obvious question that maybe we're thinking about, and that is, he was having a heart attack. So we're worried about Nisad Rabbanan, of bringing your goat in, right? Is gonech belibo, pashtus, right? Rabbi Chanan says it can't be. Bachanan says there in Baba Kama Dapay, it can't be that he is having a heart attack because that's pikuach nefesh. Then we wouldn't be worried about this. This is a drabanan of having a goat in. Says Rabbi Chanan here in the Kovet Shiurim in Baba Kama that it can't be that he's having a heart. Let me just find you the lashon. Maisa b'chasad echad. He says, "Dein mavur, ksubis mavur, de goneach ein bo sakana v'gam hachemuchachein. Dinei mashayim esukan v'adayim mutar legadol dein lechadaber omer b'fnei bikuach nefesh." And then he says, "Even though I know the Meiri, what is the Meiri? The Meiri there say it says in Baba Kama. Read it to you. The Meiri says, "Afal pisha b'makam bikuach nefesh hutru ha'isurim lehisrap hebahem." Davar shenasar mikoach takana umichshash pseidas acherim roli lahachmir babi yoser. Doesn't say explicitly, but something that's aser derabanan mishum pseidas acherim, it's roi to be machmir. It doesn't say befeirish and therefore it's doche, but it says roi to be machmir. What exactly is he connecting to? Is he saying even bavka bikuach nefesh, it's worse than other Averis, what exactly is he driving at? So it could be connected. Again, not, we don't paskin this way, but it could be connected to the idea that the Achronim discuss in Baba Kama on Daf Samach, where the Gemara Baba Kama discusses whether mutol hatzal asmo b'mamon acherim or not. Right, David HaMelech wanted to burn down certain types of piles of straw, of barley, of people's silos, because the plishtim were hiding there. Are you mutter or asr lahatzal asr b'machaber? I'm going to save myself by being mazik others and stealing from others. So Tosfos there in Baba Kama Daf Samach Beis says the whole shaila is not about whether you're allowed to do it. Of course you're allowed to do it. The shaila is you have to pay back afterwards. You have to pay back if I save myself. Tosfos says, which might relate to the sugya of Hutra and Dechuya. By Pikuach Nefesh, Hutra and Dechuya, that might determine whether you have to pay back or not. But Rashi there in Baba Kama seems to say it, takes it literally. Shalo Yisrafua, Hova Asr Lahatzal Asr Lachavero. And in the Binyan Siyan, in one of his Shuvas, takes this Asr literally and says, maybe, I don't think he quotes it, but Shiva Kubeta has a daya, and maybe Rashi is holding like this daya in the Rishonim that Gezel is one of the big four, not just the big three. Avodah Zarah, Gezel, Shefach, Hasdama. Maybe Gezel also. There is a daya like that, and maybe this Gemara is connecting to that daya. But either way, it's still a big chiddush. Rabbi Chanan says it can't be. He quotes this meir and he says v'tema. He says davada iser Gezel hutar mibakam sakana. But again, that's the one ha'ara. The other point to mention is, what were they doing? Yashvu ubadku, right? They went and checked out. He had no other affair. Was this the Bezin Shamala? What were they doing? That's the other piece of Rabbi Chanan there. Vitzarachian ech efshar levar davar kazeh. First of all, why? Second of all, how? How they do this? What, they went through his life? Shema avar eres paseser obehir her alev v'kasev ha'adam yireh le'inayim v'Hashem yireh le'levav. So what exactly does this mean? Yashvu ubadku. V'shema nizbar lehem baruch hakodesh. Okay, number one, v'adayin tzarachiyin. Why'd they do this? Okay, how? Ruach HaKodesh. Why? V'shevi says, v'efshar, mishum de mevaker chole tzarach la'oro la'shuv v'tshuva. Whoa. Right, a mevaker chole, it's good to try to help a person do tshuva. Yalkein vatku em yeshbo eza avon yaskirush tzarach la'shuv. Okay, this could have been in the days of the Tanaim. I would not recommend this bizman hazeh when we go and a mavakar chola. That is not what is appropriate to be done bizman hazeh. You know, let's try to figure out where you can improve and why Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing this to you. That is not what can be said and what should be said, and that's probably the opposite of what should be said. Again, you have to know with what's expected. You know, hundreds of years ago, the The Chai Adam in the Chachmas Adam quotes that the minhag was that whenever somebody was sick in bed at least for 3 days, then you'd say vidui with them. You'd say vidui with them, but, and everybody knew that. That was the minhag in the city that he was talking about. So nobody was scared. Nobody was scared of the vidui. Oh my God, we're doing vidui. It must be very serious. Just in case, everybody needs to do it if they're sick in 3 days. Bizman hazeh chas v'shalom. Bizman hazeh, start doing vidui with someone. You know, that's tirif hadas, in the ultimate way. Terrible. And, so to hear, or Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. What are the ingredients of bikur cholim? It says three ingredients of bikur cholim. He writes it in tshuva. Number one, he just, my father likes to quote this tshuva. Number one, you have to try physically to do something for the cholim. One has to, whether it's calling the doctor or getting a pillow or physically doing something to the cholah. And number one is to make him, two, make him feel good. And three, speak to the doctors or do whatever you can for him. And also you have to daven for him. Also have to daven for him. So many different parts. Is enough, is Shai Liz, can you do bigger cholah on the phone? So he says some of the aspects you can do, some of the aspects you can't do. But Ramosha doesn't have part of that tshuva, and you have to try to get him to do tshuva. Right? That's not part of the mitzvah of bikur cholim. So again, maybe the days of the Tanaim, that's what was done. But Bizman HaZeh, that is not something that, that we do. Again, if it's, like the Vilna Gaon, maybe he did. The Vilna Gaon, towards the end of his life, they said, should we call a doctor? So he said, no, call the Dumna Magen. I need the Dumna Magen to give me Musser. So okay, so if the Vilna Gaon asked that you want to get Musser from the Dumna Magen, so that's fine. But again, in general, that is not what is done. But again, interesting. Maybe Mitzad the Chole, we should always think about how we could improve. But Mitzad the Mevaker, right, that's not what it's about. Okay. Says the Gemara Gufa, third line. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Quoting the line that we just mentioned, right, it came up here because we were talking about, the Amar Rav Shmuel, the Ish HaEshkolos, and what was forgotten in the Machlokas, as we will see. So here we go, fascinating Gemara. Shloshes, Alafim, so again, we think here in Maseches Temura, what's going to be the Lamaisa and exciting in Maseches Temura. 2 days ago we had the Dvarim Shebichsav, Dvarim Shebalpeh, and the toast is there, that's crucial, and today we have all about Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Shmuel says, Shloshes Alafim, Halachas, Nishtachim, Yimevel Shemoshe, 300 Halachas, 3,000 Halachas were forgotten in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ian Yaakov says it was 100 a day, 30 days. 3,000 halachas were forgotten in the days of the me'avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amru lo li Yoshua, Sha'al. Before he died, he asked Yoshua ben Nun, you have any questions for me? You know, this is it. So, you have any questions for me? Amar le lo bashamayim hi. Lo bashamayim hi. So, I'm sorry. I skipped a line. Amru lo li Yoshua. They said to Yoshua, when these halachas were forgotten, ask, and try to get the halachas back. Amar lo b'shamayim, Yeshua said, sorry, I can't do that. I can't ask in heaven, because you gotta figure it out ourselves. Lo b'shamayim, as Rabbi Yeshua said many thousands of years later, quoting Yoshua bin Nun. Amar lo l'shmuel shal, so later on the Yeshua Navi, could you try to get those halachas back? Amar lohem eila ha-mitzvah, shein navi resha l'chadish tavar me'ata, sorry, right? Eila ha-mitzvah, so Navi is not allowed to, come up with something new. Good, before we continue. Right? Why they asked Shmuel if Yeshua already gave him the answer? Number two, why didn't they say the same thing? Why did Yeshua say Lo Bashamayim hi, and Shmuel said Eila Hamitzvos Shein Navi Rashar Lachadish Davar? If you look at the Marsha, if you look in the others that let's just continue a little bit more, and then we'll make the comment. Amar Bislag Nafcha Avcha the Shemesu Baaleha. One of the halachas that were forgotten, why this is here, is the Chatos Mesos. A Chatos whose Bailim had died, Nishtachla Bibeevla Shamosha. That halacha they forgot. Meaning, if what? Rashi, Im Mesa Im Roa. Right? That is one of the five Chatos Mesos, and that animal is supposed to die, right? Or is supposed to just graze in the field until it gets a mum. So, they didn't know that halacha. So Amr le Pinchas Sha'al. They ask Pinchas. Ask. The Bach takes out the next phrase with El Azar afterwards. Amr lehem Eila Mitzvah Sheina Nabi Rashar Lechadish Rameata. Okay. Period. That's stage one. So again, why were there two different answers given? So first in the Briska Rav from a halachic vantage point, the Briska Rav says here, quoting this, Ubir Beis Hachuvos De Meikara Shalu Liyoshua Sheyachzer As Halacha Binevua. First, they ask Yeshua, just get back these halachas, and he says, I can't do that. The Yishal Birura Valzenem Alobashamayami. And afterwards, they ask Shmuel, Why? Shetehei b'toras halacha chadasha, shenitna michadash. They have Yeshua, get it back. I can't get it back. It's like, okay, darshan anew, Shmuel. I can't darshan anew. Those are the two differences between the lo bashamayimi. You can't get it from heaven, even if you're not making it new. And ein navi rashar lachadesh davar. He says, but if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, he brings the lo bashamayimi atravayu. Okay, that's the brisker rav. But if you look in the Maharsha and if you look in others, fascinating ha'ara. Yeshua maybe says lo bashamayimi and not ein navi rashar lachadesh because. With Yeshua ben Nun, it wouldn't have been called a chiddush. Yeshua ben Nun is a hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he had a separate status. If he would get it back, the Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai, Misaro li Yeshua, right, that is a different category than all the other Nevi'im would have been afterwards, than Shmuel would have been. There's only one page, three paragraphs of Marsha, Chiddushi Agadah on Tvura. So if you look in the piece on today, Vadul Onakat Nabi Mei Yeshua Mehai Taima De Nashar Rashad Chadish Davar Yesh Lomar Mishum De Yeshua Gufei Shaman Kfar Mi Pimoshe Elash Shachachon V'lo Hayachidish Davar Kolkach De Bechal Elah Mitzvos Who V'Kaamar De Bikal Makom Min Hashemayim Lo Nitin Lachria Api Navi Mehai Taima Amrinan Ba'Alma Da Chacham Adav Mi Navi And he continues. So it could be that Yeshua ben Nun was there. But if you look in the Ein Yaakov, also here in the in his commentary, he says the Marsham could be read as it's not a din in Yeshua being different, but a din in he heard it already and he forgot it. But if you look in the Ein Yaakov, Iyun Yaakov here in the Ein Yaakov, so below Ratzel Lahashiv Ein Nabi Rashar Lachadish Dabar Meata Kivin the Yeshua Haya Talmid Muvak Shal Moshe V'Nasan Mehodo Alav Kidechziv as the pasuk says in Pinchas V'Nasat Chaviot Chalav Have Kiilu Moshe Baatzmo Kayam V'Ein Zed Dabar Chadash. Says the Iyun Yaakov. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu was talking through Yeshua. V'kai Gavna, Pirish Rashi B'chumish Sof Parshas Vayelach. U'mehai Taima, right? That's the Rashi quotes the Dvaralam and Alf. And that's why in Menaches you can have an opinion that says Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight pesukim of the Torah. How can Yeshua ben Nun write it? It's Torah's Moshe. How could that be? The answer is because Yeshua ben Nun is B'makom Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yodish, and that's all number one. Then he says, number two, Va'od Yishlomar, Kimut Shalom Ratza Rakla Hazkiro Mashikvar Shachach, Kahava Yasomamish, Ainzid Dover Chadash. Right, that would be like what it says in Megillah, Daf Gimel, Shachachum V'chazum V'yistum, is not included in Navi Rashar L'chadesh, Masha'en Kein L'pinchas V'shmuel, Shalohem Hayu Omrim, Sha'al, Af Shetora Atzma Lo Bashamayim, Sheyuchal L'chavein, B'signon Rishon Mamish, Mikal Makom Yishal, Sha'al Yomru L'amadinim, Kifish Sichlam, and that still would be Einat Navi Rashoi L'chadesh Davar. But again, very important discussion. Rav Moshe, if you want to look also in Chelek Aleph, Siman Yudalit, and Arach Chaim, he has a tshuva relating to the issue of Baal Tosef. Right? Is there any issues of Baal Tosef when it comes to various halachas in this regard? Aleph Yudalit, remember the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim discusses this about why Isurei Derabanan are not violations of Baal Tosef, and that's what the Rambam says. If the Rabbanan would say eating chicken and milk is an Issa Daraisa, so then that would be Baal Tosef. But if they say this is the Daraisa and we're being Mosif because of Xerah, so that is not a problem. It's not a problem even to knock on a mitzvah. That's not Baal Tigra to knock on a mitzvah either. And the Rambam gives his mashal of it's like amputating a leg to save the whole organism, right? That's the taking off a mitzvah, taking off Xerah the Rabbah, knocking out shofar on Shabbos to save the larger organism of Am Yisrael. Where Moshe discusses that in Aleph Yudalid, the relationship between Rashar L'Chadish Davar and Baal Tosef V'chulu. Okay, let's continue. Okay, there's a lot more here everywhere, but we have to continue a little bit more. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So, a couple of lines ago, we had Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now we have Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Right, he was a Talmud of both. On this Amud, we have both Mamers. When Moshe Rabbeinu was going to Gan Eden, interesting lashon, Gan Eden. Amar Lolo Yoshua. Sha'al mimeni kol seiko sheyesh lecha. Ask me anything you want. Amar lo Rebbe, klumi nachticha sha achas valati l'makam acher. Did I ever leave your side? Lo kach kasafta bi. Fascinating. Didn't you write about me in the Torah? Umisharso Yeshua bin Nar lo yamish mitocha oel. Didn't you write that about me in Sefer Shmos? Miyad, immediately. Tashas kochel shel Yeshua. All of a sudden Yeshua got spiritually weak. V'nishtachu, and this is when Moshe Rabbeinu died. V'nishtachu mihenu gimol shalosh meos halachos. He forgot 300. It was forgotten 300 halachos. V'nodu lo shva meos sveikas. 700 sveikas. V'yamdu kol Yisrael lahargo, and they were going to kill him. Does it mean literally they were going to kill him, or you know Rashi ad sheyomar lohem? Right. It doesn't just say they were upset at him. No, they wanted to know the halacha so badly. And they were so extreme about it. So not that they were mamash going to kill him. But interesting, Rashi has that lashon. I think he's bothered. They're not just going to kill him out because of a punishment. But they so much wanted to know these halachas. Amar lo HaKadosh, they realize if the Misor from Moshe Rabbeinu was already faulty. You know, like we said 2 days ago about the Neis Chanukah. You can rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur once you started. But you can't start in a B'di'evan. So here, the Misor is starting. You can't start not knowing. So they were upset. Hashem says to Yoshua Bidun, I can't tell you. I can't tell you the halachas because, you know, as we said, you got to figure it out yourself. Just change the topic. Go fight a war. And he changed the topic and got them involved in something else. What are Dikduke Sofrim? Rashi quotes numbers. 15 Nashim that are Potra Sorosayim. 13 things said about Nevela Sof Tahar. Right? The numbers. 5 people can't be Torah. Nishtachu Mevel Shal Moshe. So a lot of them, these numbers, these ways to remember Torah, were forgotten in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Stop there for a moment. The Shaila is, did Yeshua ben Nun do anything wrong? Moshe asked him, you have any Sveikas? He didn't have any Sveikas. He never left. What, he didn't have any questions. What was he supposed to ask if he didn't? He didn't forget anything yet. Afterwards, it was forgotten. So what exactly is the message that Yeshua ben Nun, you get the impression that there was something that he did wrong here. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, not so much he did something wrong. Parshas Baha'aloscha. Says Rabbi Yaakov, it wasn't that he did actually wrong, something wrong, but there was a concept that he and all of us needed to learn. There was one message that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't give over to Yeshua ben Nun, except in the way that he gave it over. And that's the message of Niskatnu Hadoros. The message that every generation further from Har Sinai is not as intensely connected to Har Sinai. So that's the message, right? We know the halach, we've spoken a bit often in the past, not so recently, but Atanoim and Amoraim, our Amoraim are allowed to argue Atanoim, our Rishonim are allowed to argue on Amoraim, right? The Gemara Masechet Bamitzia, Ravina Baravashi, Sof Hora'a, the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim in the second parak, I think that they're allowed to, but they wouldn't or they couldn't. Big discussions that we have had. But Rabbi Yaakov says maybe every generation has to recognize that. Av shi Yeshua lomad es kol haTorah mipi Moshe, mikol makom klal echad b'halacha lo laman mimenu. There was one halacha that he never learned. Haklal she masru lono chazal, the klal from Shabbos Kuf Yud Beis, im rishonim b'nei malachim, anu b'nei anashim. V'im rishonim b'nei anashim, anu kechamorim. Meaning, shekanoya Moshe melamdo haklal agadol shel chasimas hatekufos. V'yachshav shehigiyaz kishigiyaz barashol Moshe lipater nigmara tkufas Moshe kibol Torah miSinai umitchila maschila tkufas v'nitna liYoshua v'rizek far tkufa chadasha v'kfar chala klal shel imarishonim b'nei malachim v'chulu. He had to teach him that every generation is different. Ukedei lahamchish ulahadgish lo alimar hazeh, in order to crystallize this idea for him and for all of the Jews. And maybe they didn't realize that at the beginning, and that's why they were going to say, "What's going on here?" That's why all the halachas were forgotten and the sveikas came up. Ukishabikish lachziram, Hashem said, "I can't." Achshav shenechtem atkufas Moshe shuv Torah lo bashamayim. Right, fascinating. Torah was bashamayim for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where he got it from. Lo bashamayim starts with Yoshua. That's what he said. And later on, Rebbe Yehoshua continues it in the story of Tanur Shalach Noin, Bamitzia Nuntes. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the principle of Lo Bashamayim. He was Bashamayim. Mamish. Amazing. And maybe that's why Yeshua ben Nun, you know, didn't know that. Hashem had to tell him, I can't tell you, because now it's Lo Bashamayim. V'shuv einan yachol l'msar l'cha halachos kol zman shatam mavakesh. Hainu shemosha yachol omar imdu v'eshma'a by Bnei Slavchad, by Pesach Sheni, ma'itzav Hashem lachem. Abel Yeshua kfar einu yachol lasos kein. He's on the level of Moshe Kulu. And this is not, continues Rabbi Yaakov, Ainze melitza ba'alma. Ela kol yesodos psikas ha'alacha nivdim alav. This isn't stama hashkafic point. This is the basis of all psak halacha. Shebechol pam shegemara makshal eza amora, mikolach eza brisa. Right? Anytime an amora has an abrisa, it's because of this yesod. Zeo rak mishum haklal hazeh shalim anu im rishonim v'chulu. Kishedechtama eze tzkufa, shuvi yefshal labali ha'tzkufa habal achar mikal lachlok aleihem. Ki harehim b'madrega p'chusa mehem. V'chilik ha'tzkufa nazeh de'gvul ha'tzkufa shachai b'sof ha'tzkufa. There was someone, how do you end the tzkufa? By someone in that tzkufa, right, every Tana in the second generation, third generation Tanoim, that's a Tkufa? No. When there is a certain person that gathers together all of the halachas that were Neschadesh in that Tkufa. And that happens with Moshe and Yeshua and the Zakenim and the Vim, Achagas Gadola, and then Rav Yudah Nasi, and Ravina and Ravashi, and the Gaonim, and the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch was the Chasimas HaRishonim, so to speak, V'chulu, and it continues. Fascinating, he continues more, but that's, and then he says, Madua nechshav ze ketfi al Yoshua, hari me'ayin lo leida davar ze. Right, what did he do wrong? Right, maha avla shebetshuvas ala Moshe. Right, what's the avla? So it continues, and he should have said, well, you tell me. Right, just like, ma chiddush b'beis ha-medrash. No, there was no chiddush. No, there's always a chiddush in the beis ha-medrash. Right, so maybe he should have said, Moshe, I don't know, you tell me something I don't know. That's maybe what Yeshua ben Nun could have said, and what the why the Gemara has a little bit of negativity. Okay, Viter says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yavo, first wide line, Afal Pikin, Echzir, Asiyah Bekanaz, Bitok Bepulo. Asiyah Bekanaz, the first shofate, was an unbelievable Talmid Chacham. He was able to get it back with his pilpul, with his deep Torah learning. He got back all of what was unknown. Doesn't mean he was bigger Talmid Chacham than Yeshua ben Nun. No, just that Yeshua ben Nun had to inculcate and teach us that message. And Yeshua ben Nun and Hashem gave us Asiyah b'Kenaz, the Siyata d'Shemaya, to figure it out. Shneamar va'yil keda Asiyah b'Kenaz, as the Pesukim say, Asiyah b'Kenaz Achi Kalev, who was the brother of Kalev. We'll figure out how that is if they Kalev was Ben Yefuneh and Asiyah was b'Kenaz. Va'yitin lo asachsa bito leisha. And when Asniel conquered Kiryat Sefer, so then Kalev gave his daughter Asniel's niece for a wife. V'lama nikra shmo Achsa, so why was she called Achsa? She called Ro Osa Koaz Alisha. Whoever saw her got angry at his wife. Right, what is that? Because she was so beautiful, she was so smart, whatever. V'hi bevoa v'tesiteo lisho meisaviya. What happens after she was given to Asniel to get married? She went back to ask her father, and shvetisiteo, she tried to seduce lisho meisaviya, so that she wanted to get a field from her father. V'tislach me'alachamar, she got off the camel. Got off the donkey. So all of this is allusions to something. So my batitznach, Amar Rava, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Lo, Macha Marze. She says, just like this chamar, Kiva she'ein lo machol bevuso miad soeg. If the donkey doesn't have food, so then he's just going to start screaming. Kach isha, Kiva she'ein lo tua b'doch beisa miad soekes. And she says, you gave me a talmid chacham that's learning, and I have no food. I have no food. She starts screaming. What am I supposed to do? Vatomer tnali bracha, give me a bracha, ki eret hanegev nisatani. What does that mean? Bayez she menugav mikol tova. Right, I'm missing menugav. Right, Rashi, chare v'yavish mikol tov. It's dry. Vanasateli gulos mayim. You gave me gulos of water. Adam she'ein bo ela Torah belvad. All there is Torah. Right, Rashi, Torah guluyelo. Right, the Torah is revealed to him. Vaitin la kalev es gulios ilios vel gulios tachtios. What does that mean? Amar la says kalev to his ta'achsa that me she, if you look in the Bach changes it a little bit, me she kol raze olam el yonim v'tachtonim shelo yivakesh bimenu mizonos. Right? He has connections. With all the Torah that he knows and he got all these halachas back, Hashem is going to help him out. Tell him to daven and he'll be able to get mizonos. Fine. So he got back all the halachas. Says the Gemara, but Kalev ben Kenazu. Kalev and Asniel were brothers, but Kalev was ben Kenaz, follow Kalev ben Yefunu. We know the phrase Kalev ben Yefunu. So what do they mean? They were brothers. Answer, my Yefunu really is, his father was Kenaz. But Yefune, Shepana Me'atza Meraglim. He turned away from the Eitza of the Meraglim. So really, his name was really Ben Asiel Ben Kenaz and Kalev Ben Kenaz. V'yakadi Ben Kenazu, one second, Ben Chesronu, of another Pasuk. His father's name was really Chetzron. Dechsiv v'kalif ben Chetzron holid es azuva. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and Rashi explains the mafarshim there say holid means married. Azuva is a lashon of the one who was left. Rashi explains, quoting the Gemara in Maseches Sota, Miriam was called the azuva because they left her when she was sick, and because he married her l'shem shamayim, it's kielu he gave birth to her. But you see, his father was Chetzron. Again, he was Miriam's husband. So Amar Rava Charge to Knasu. Okay, he was the stepson of Knas. The stepson of Knas. So they were half brothers. They shared a mother, but they had different fathers. They had different fathers. Achim min ha'eb. Good. Tana hu Asniel hu Yavetz umashmo Yehuda achi Shimon shmo. Okay, Asniel. Now we're talking about the different names of Asniel. Asniel sha'ana o el. Hashem answered him, and he was able to conquer either through the limud or through the literal conquering of the area. Yavetz sheyaz veyirbetz Torah liYisrael. He advised and spread Torah in Yisrael. Uminalan sha'ana kel. How do you know that Hashem answered him? Dechsiv vayikra Yavetz lelokei Yisrael lemar. In barat v'racheni, if you help me out and give me a bracha, v'yirbi says gvuli v'haisa yadcha, and your hand will be yadcha. He said that, again, the Gersos here are three different Gersos in the Gemara. We'll just go with the Gersa that we have. The Psukim are added in here by the Shita and by the Gersa on the side. Imi, I'll read that one in Os Hey. Va'asita mera, and you'll keep me from ra'a, levilti atzvi, va'yave elokim, es asher sha'al im barech tevarcheni, and Hashem gave it to him asher sha'al what he wanted. So what does each phrase mean? Im barech tevarcheni, batorah. Fir beises guli, betalmidim. Va'ise yatri imadi, shleishtakech talmudi milibi. That my Torah won't be forgotten. Right? We know from elsewhere. Right? Remembering Gemara is siyata d'shmaya. Right? Working hard is working hard. But remembering Gemara is a siyata d'shmaya. So what do the Achronim say? Right, based on that Gemara in Maseches Megillah as well, that he asked for a special way to remember, right, the pirushim and chidushim. That the Gemara tells us, "Lo'ukmi girsa siyata mitshmayahu shekadesh lo yishtakech tamudu mimenu srichem siyata d'shmaya v'shayach lispalal alav v'lachin aso b'knas lispalal zeh avolinin havanas ha-Torah lo shayach tefila ki bazeh rak yigia mo eles v'hayigia motzei umi she'ni yoga lo yimsas." That's why Dafka asked to help remember the Torah, because that needs divine help. So yishtakech tamudu milibi. And v'yasa merati sheizdamnu liraim kamosi, help me find good neighbors, good friends. Levilti atzvi shlo yisagveni yetzahara milishnos, that yetzahara shouldn't prevent me from learning Torah. Imata osekein mutav, fine. If you help me out, I'll succeed. V'imlaverini no holech lin sisi, if not, I'm going to be in distress l'shol to go down to the depths. I'm not going to succeed. Miyad v'yavi elokim et asher sha'al, and Hashem helped him out. Good. So that was all Asniel. Kiyosi v'davar ato omer. Similarly, you find. What's similarly? Rashi, on the left side. Shekala moser atzmo lachzer achar Torah memal lo she'losav. Somebody's moser nefesh for Torah, then Hashem helps him out. So kiyosi v'davar ato omer. The following psukim. Rosh ish tmachim nifkishu. Meir enei shneim Hashem. What does this pasuk mean? Rashi usually means a poor man. V'ish tamachim. Rashi says ish tamachim means a benoni. What's a benoni? Somebody only knows a couple of siddurim. Right? Only that's a benoni. Okay? Like Rava says at the end of brachas, kavod anu benonim. The balatanya, it's a sefer benonim. Rosh v'ish tamachim nifkishu, meir enei shneim Hashem. Hashem lights up their eyes. So what does that mean? V'shosh al tabet holei chetzel rabo. If a tabet goes to a rebbe, v'omer lo lamdeni Torah, teach me Torah. Im alamdo. If he teaches him, the meir enei shneim Hashem. Right, the rush here means a poor, like a poor in learning, like a Talmud go ask a Rebbe, and if they meet, if they're nifkash, then Hashem lights up both of their eyes. V'yim lav, and if not, if the Rebbe refuses, then Ashir v'rash nifkashu, ose kulam Hashem, misha oso chacham lazeh, ose oso tipesh, tipesh lazeh, oso oso chacham. So, persons that say, oh, I'm too busy, I can't teach, so Hashem's not going to be too happy about that. Zumishas Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan darshens it about Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer, in Barach Tavarcheni, Beper Yevarivya. Right, this was the question that he was asking. If you give me a bracha with Puravu and a family, their base, Es gvuli bebanim uvbanos. Vasi yadcha imadim maso umatan. Vasi samer asi shlo yeh bi mechush. Rosh. Umechush aznaim. Umechush einaim. I feel good. Lavilti atzvi shlo yisagveni yitzara milishnos. Then it starts on the physical. Imato sekein mutav. Vim laverini holich. Vinisi si lishol. Vayava lo alakim aser shir sha'al. So the whole first version was all about ruchnias and darshaning it with the Rebbe to Talmud. And the second version was darshaning it in the world of Parnassa. That was how Yehuda Nasi darshed it. And now you have the same Kiyotzi Badavar. Kiyotzi Badavar ato omer, Rosh, Vish Tchachim, Nifkishu, Meir Enei Shneim Hashem. Mishal Shaha Ani Holich Eitzel Balabayas. Right, darshening in the world of physical Gashmias. When an Ani goes to a Balabayas, the Omer Parnasani, and he asks him for something. Im Farnaso Mutav. If he helps him out, great, and everything's going to work out. V'yim Lav, then the tables could be turned, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that Galgal ha-chozer ba-olam, v'imlav, ashir v'rashti v'kashu, oseh kulam Hashem, misha so ashir zeh, oseh ani, ani lazeh, oseh ashir. So that's the different ways of looking at the Maharal here discusses in the Chiddushei Agadot, why Dafka, the first opinion, darshened it for Ruchnias, Rabbi Nasir darshened it on physical, on Gashmias, okay, goes through a Mahalach. Okay. Good. So, again, Moshe Rabbeinu, again, a lot of Midrashim and Chazals at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Again, there's an unbelievable Medrash at the end, Medrash Rabbah, about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you've never seen it, it's a required reading. But again, we'll see at the end of this time. We still have to continue. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Let's get back to Meseches Temura. Back to Temura. Mamatzinu. So what are we talking about here? Back to the first Mishnah in the Perek. First Mishnah in the Perek had discussed whether there could be Temura. Right, the end of the Mishnah spoke about the five karbanos of that are, I'm sorry, not the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah here on Daf Tesvav, second Mishnah of the Perek, where the Tanakama held, we know, a number of the chatos mesos, the vitimna, right, v'lad chatos, v'ruz chatos, Tumuras chatos, niskaber b'acher, and over shnasa, those five, so not all of them can exist by a tzibur. Not all of them can exist by a tzibur. So, do the ones that can exist by a tzibur, do they have the halacha Moshe B'Sinai of also having been left to die? So, that was the machlokas in the Mishnah. So, chadas hayachid that had kipru ba'aleha, mesa, right, those, and vishal tzibur ena mesa, so those two die in a tzibur. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas, Rabbi Yehuda says, those two that can exist by a tzibur, this right, if you got lost and you give niskabra ba'acher, so then that would apply to a tzibur, and the chatos mesas would apply. Rabbi Shimon would say no. Rabbi Shimon says no. Just like you find a few of them cannot exist by a tzibur, so too even the ones that can exist by a tzibur do not have that halacha. And let's just remember the Rabbi Shimon's line: Mamatzinu bevlad chatos b'turas chatos. All of those are impossible to exist by a tzibur, because a tzibur can't die, and a tzibur does not create temura, and a tzibur does not have a vlad, because all the tzibur ones are zachar, right? So all of those, right, that said by a yachan, not by a tzibur, so to the other two, kipru ba'aleha, and avrashnasa, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is only by a yachan, not by a tzibur, and they are not left to die. Right, I think we discussed last time also, this is a machlokas about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Difficulty with that Rambam in the Hakdama to Pirsha Mishnah, that is, there is never a machlokas about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon Mamatzinu v'chulu. So Tanu Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamesh Chatos Mesos. There are five Chatos Mesos, as we know. Vlad Chatos, Muris Chatos, Chatos Shemesu Baleha, Chatos Shekibra Baleha, Chatos Shavashnasa. All five where somehow there is a disconnect between the person and the kapara that the chatos could bring and the carbon itself. That's the common denominator between all of these. Usually a chatos is ba'al chet. These are no longer ba'al chet to be mechaper, because either it's too late, the owner died, or you got a kapara through another one, or it's too old, whatever it is. So that's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So iyata yachal lomar v'lad chatos b'tzibur, lefi she'en chatos nekeva b'tzibur. So that's number one, because it'll always be a male. As we learned at the end of the previous para. So those three cannot apply to a tzibur. So too, says Rabbi Shimon, shekipru ba'aleha v'sha'aver shnasa lo matzinu. So we don't have a mesorah mefurish on these two. So, yachol yehenu agos b'yachad e'b'tzibur. I might think that I should apply them. Amart yomatzasim and amafurish. Right? No, learned what is unclear from that which is clear. Ma mafurish biyachid velo betzibor. Just like the other three are only biyachid. That's beferish af bisha kipru ba'aleha v'shaavir shnasa biyachid ramur velo betzibor. That is Rabbi Shimon Shita, that it only applies to those. That says the Gemara. Why is that fair? V'chidon an afshar mishi yefshar. Fine, you can learn sasa from a furish, but only if there's a reason to parallel them. Here, it's efshar from efshar. So maybe you shouldn't. So, to read the parentheses, Rabbi Shimon, v'chad makam garmer lehu. Rabbi Shimon had a mesora about all five. And therefore, if three have one halacha, then he assumed that it was a package deal, and the other two also apply. Right? V'chad makam garmer lehu, that was his mesora. Good. Amar Reish Lakish. Now, some of the other shitas argue, arba'a nitznu lahen. Really, four of them were given to them. In the Misora, they knew four out of the five cases were lamisa, but they weren't sure which was the one that was not included. And therefore, veheemidum al-chamish. Right? They kept them and they said, you know what? Let's do all five. Arba'a nitznu lahem si rashi. Kulam arba'a chatos nitznu lahem sinai. Demesos. Velo chamish. And the chamishis was to be ro'eh. And this was one of the halachas. As we said, v'mei evlo shamosha shachachu. They forgot which one was going to be ro'eh. And therefore Rashi explains, v'halchu l'chumra. V'amru kulan mesos. That'd be machra. They said, all mesos. So, now the Gemara says, v'isagadadak b'tzibor. And if you want to say, they also apply to the tzibor, harach v'yisnu b'tzibor. You want to say they had a suffix? They could have had a suffix about all five. Right, if you're saying that it also applies to the tzibor, because three of them can't apply to the tzibor. So al karchach yibatzasa benam afurish. So it must be rather, it does not apply to the tzibor, and it only applies to the yachin, and that's why they had a suffix about all five. Rabbi Nasan Omer, achas nitzna lahem, then midu achamish. There was only one that was supposed to be mesa. There's only one. And then they were mamed, they said, we don't know, so again, suffix daraisa lachumra, suffix halach moshe, we see that lachumra. And therefore, they were ma'amid al-chamesh. V'lechzi behei sidra gemirilahu ibiyachid ibitzivor. So why don't you wonder, right, you don't remember which one. Did you at least remember which category it was in? The Gemara says no. Shtei shechacho shechachu. They forgot everything. They didn't know. V'kashilu isagada ibitzivor hanach v'yistu ibitzivor. Same thing. But how could you have a suffix about all of them, right? If all of them are a suffix, then it must be that there's only two possible, right? Not five. Say aloshvam, you know, yom asasim and amafurish. Ma'amafurish biyachad v'lo b'tzibor. Afsasim biyachad v'lo b'tzibor. Good. So even if this is true, that there was a suffix and we just treat it in that first generation, it's not that for that forever in history then we will say that it's only going to be Asur Mishum Safik. Because, as we know from the Mishnah Meseches Vachim, the case is if one of the Chatos Mesos gets mixed up with 1,000 other animals, they're all Asur. And if it was a Safik, it should be a Sexfeka. Because it's Safik Echad Beguf, Safik Echad Betaroves. What's called, right? Two types of sfeikas. One, you're not sure if this is asur, and then that falls into another. But Vim Nomar says the Meleches Choshev, one of the achronim here. Vim Nomar shakol chatas ha-mesa, mesa rakmi din suffik, imkein madua kolat ha-rovis l'misa, v'lo matir masam din sfeik sfeika. Shere kol achas ha-bolofan eina yishba sfeik sfeika. Suffik shema eina ha-chatas bichlal, v'asafik ha-sheni, avim dizlobar shezusi ha-chatas, v'kol mako, shema chadashin is arva, eina me-chadash ha-kibalno, alach ha-mash v'sinai. Right, so therefore, it must be once they made this decision, it became Asur B'Torah's Vadai. It's not Asur B'Torah's Safek anymore. And that is, a general question that we know whenever it comes up to a case where we treat a Safek as a Vadai. Whenever. Hamotzi Machavir Olav Araya. Is that Safek or Vadai? Safek Tuma Berushas Hayachit Tameh Berushas Rabim Tahar. Right? Safek Adarais Al Chomer Safek Dereid Al Kula. Right? All of it, whenever you have what to do in Mamakam Safek, is that Mamakam, Batoris Vadai, Batoris Safek? Bari Vishema Bari Adif, Rov, Chazaka, Karov. All of the halachas that we lean on, to know what to do. So you have that Shaila, in regard to this. Maybe we have just 2 minutes left. Let's just continue the Mishnah, and then maybe if there's time to mention that Medrash. Says the Mishnah, we'll start it. Chomer b'kachim b'tmura v'chomer b'tmura b'kachim. There's a chumra by tmura versus kachim and vice versa. Chomer b'kachim b'tmura, regular hektish, has a chumra over tmura. Shakachim osa tmura, because a karbon that you are makdish could create a tmura. Vein tmura osa tmura. But tmura cannot create another tmura. Hatzibar v'ashufin makdishin, aval lo mamirin. Tzibar and shufin can create hakdish, but cannot create tamura. U'makdishin ubar and beivar, and aval lo mamirin. And you can be makdish in ubar or an eivar. Maybe it'll spread, aval lo mamirin, but you can't create tamura from an ubar or an eivar. And those are the things that have a chumra of hakdish over tamura. But the other way also applies. Chumra, but tamura mi bakachim, there's a chumra of tamura that kachim doesn't have. Shaha kedusha, kedusha means of tamura, chala abalas mum kavua. Right, tamura is chal on a mum kavua. Then you'll see the gulin legazes v'leavet, and it wants it, even though it has a bal mum, but it does not go out lechulin as a regular for gziza and avoda. It's just kachim that were kadem hekdeshan as mumon. That when you're poda, there is no heter of gziza avoda. It's not like you are makdish a bal mum kavua, which then once it's redeemed, it's totally mutter. Right, even though when this tamura happened, it had a bal mum, still it only would be like a karbon balmum shenifta that is still aser begiza ube avoda. Okay, that's some of the differences. We'll have to continue next time with the Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and the Kedusha of the Mishnah. But just look at that Medrash at the end of Medrash Rabin Dvarim, which talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's last day, about how Hashem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, trying to ask him to leave, and the neshama says, "I'm not interested. I'm very happy where I am." It's an unbelievable Medrash. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, on Tzibur Tezayin, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time.